This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi, the topic that we picked is really the best inyan to focus on. Like they say, Ben Kossel also, when you're between the Chulma Bayis and between the Meirotzen, so there's no better topic than Shalom Bayis. It's the best topic to talk about. The Chulma Bayis was for Sinas Chinam, and as we'll discuss in the Shir, the greatest form of Sinas Chinam is Bein Ish L'Ishta. That's the ultimate Sinas Chinam. And the Yimei Rotzen, we know that in order to get the Schusim of the Yimei Rotzen, you need Achdus. The Rishonim explain that if you look through the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, it says in Rosh Hashanah, Kol b'nei olam yavron l'fanav k'bnei mara. We're all judged individually. One by one by one. Everybody is judged individually. And then it says, v'kulon niskorim v'skira achas. It's done in one shot. So what's pshat? There's a lot of different Torah on this. But the famous Mashgiach Rabbi Yeruchim, he said that there's taka two ways to go through the Yimei Rotzen. One is as a yochid, and one is as a tzibur. And he says, if you go through tzibur, like the Gemara says, in Oiris, ain't tzibur meis, you have the schus tzibur. So we'll start talking now about the inyan from Shalom Bayis. But really, a lot what I'm going to tell you about Shalom Bayis, you could then apply to Shalom Benish L'Chaveri. Benish L'Ishta is the ultimate. One of the big problems with Shalom Bayis is that generally people deal with Shalom Bayis after it's already a problem. In other words, Shalom Bayis is like a doctor. Somebody comes to a Rav for Shalom Bayis, was pshat. He has a problem. Usually they come to a Rav after there's already a lot of pent-up problems, or a therapist, whoever they go to. And then you have to try to fix an atmosphere that's already contaminated. So when people say they're going for Shalom Bayis today, it's more like I'm going to the Torah. I'm going to the Torah with my wife, to the Rav, or to the therapist, or to whoever it is. The whole atmosphere, anybody who's involved in Shalom Bayis knows the whole atmosphere of a Shalom Bayis is each one comes and each one lists the tightness they have on the other one. That's not the Shalom Bayis. That's not the Torah. So the Torah, where the husband has tainus on the wife has tainus on the husband, and now either the Rav will be matzliach to make a psak here, a gemal, or it's going to be l'chayim l'mavis. That's a Shalom Bayis. That's the famous Ramchal. Fascinating thing he says in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim says, Eila Mishpatim asher tosam l'fneihem. So what do Chazal say? L'fneihem v'loy l'fnei yoyv dekichov. Yeah. You're not allowed to take to a goyish court system. So Chazal explained, what does it mean, a goyish court system? Who would yalla la dasi to go to a goyish court system? No. In Roy Isa, if you'll find that the goyish court system happens to run with the same halachas above a kame, above a mitzi, above a basle, even so, don't go to the goy. That's the... So you saw now that the courts are running the same way. Don't go to the courts. Kasha is, how you talking? Even after that, if you knew a galach, yeah, you have a local galach in town. Grade he's noyeg basa b'chalav also. It's a basa b'chalav. And he's even more machma than Yerov. He's machma nois in tam lufgam. So you call Yerov after 24 hours, Yerov says, b'di'evet, you can eat it. You call the galach, he does, there's no good, you gotta throw it out. Hayala lada, somebody's going to galach to ask him, basa b'chalav shems. Does the Torah have to tell us, Danish some galach? Does the Torah have to tell us, don't go to the galach? Of course you don't go to the galach. Of course you don't go to the galach. Ramchal says a beautiful yisoid. He says that there's two ways to look at a bezin. Two ways to look at a bezin. One way to look at a Bezdin, that the Bezdin's job is to adjudicate a matter. You have two people, they have a problem together. So the Bezdin now has to make shalom between the sides. He says he's owed $1,000. He says, fakelt. Bezdin has to now... So really, the Bezdin is there to make that the world should be able to be civilized. Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you need a system. That's the tachlis. So there's a halacha, how the system runs, but the tachlis is the system. He says no. He says, l'havdol elef havdolos, that's a goyish court system. A goyish court system, that's the job. There has to be a system. Create a court system. He says his mashal is like this. And I always tell this to the Talmidim when we learn Parshas Mishpatim in Yeshiva. I tell them, he gives a mashal. So imagine you have a highway. And the highway has a problem. There's a bridge that crosses over an elevated area. And the bridge is very narrow. Doesn't have good protection. And every year there's accidents there where the wagons fall off the bridge. And Nebuch people die. And people break their necks. Tragedies every year. He says, one chacham comes. Instead of fixing the bridge, one chacham comes. He says, listen, I have an idea. Every year we have this, the tragedies, Nebuch, people fall down over there, 100 feet, 200 feet. And then we have to figure out how to get them out of there with cranes and mices. Let's do something else. I'm going to build a hospital under the bridge. Like this, you fall in, you might be in front of emergency room. Volstaffman, why do we have to send concert teams in there to go and protect? Finished! You land in the emergency room. Mamish, if you're dead, maybe make a basic forest there too. So if you're dead, you're buried. If you're alive, you're in emergency room. So Tamchal, Narish. The kunz is to fix the bridge. The kunz is there shouldn't be accidents. The kunz is there shouldn't be tragedies. Zokdel, Pasha's Mishpatim is there. Not just the few rois. What do we do? Ruvain Shimon have a machlekes. It's to be misakin the pagam that led to that. He says that's why Bezdin is called Elohim Yovei Dvar Shneim. The job of a Bezdin is to raise the Ramah of people that there shouldn't be machlekes. There shouldn't be nezikin. There shouldn't be genevis. That's the job of a Bezdin. Mimbele, he says, even if you see a system that could take care of the problem, don't go there. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to fix the problem. The problem shouldn't exist. So I would say that this Ramchal is heads on when it comes to Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, in the Welt, we talk about Shalom Bayis making peace. Tachlis Shalom Bayis is, how do you shtelavek a home? How do you establish a home that has harmony? And how do you live in harmony with people, Bechlau? The people, we're still in the Golas today because Selt and Shalom. We're still in Golas for that reason. How do you live in harmony with people? So I would like to give you two Yesodis. Tonight I want to share with you two Yesodis. And I think these two Yesodis, Beis Hashem, you'll find very helpful. One by me is the Aleph Beis of what's missing today in a marriage, in every marriage. And it comes from the Goyish Welt. Clearly it comes from the Goyish Welt around us. It used to be, we were the symbol of how a marriage is, how people are supposed to live together. The Avnei Shoyam brings down fascinating idea. If you ever noticed, in the Goyish Welt, they don't marry multiple wives. Come out unheard of. Multiple wives. By the Arabs, yeah. But some, the Christians, they don't marry multiple wives. The Avnei Shoyam brings down, when did that minhag change? You know when that minhag changed? From Rabbeinu Gershon. He says Rabbeinu Gershon went Eish Lahava, that the Noshim were treated Kishvuyo Yischorev. He saw that we're not treating the Noshim properly. He made a Cherem. And he says, the Umasa Elamam von Zegelem. They learned from us how you should live. He says, but in the Sfaldische Stadlach, they weren't makabel the Cherem the Rabbeinu Gershon. For me, the Muslims never picked up the custom. The Muslims never picked up the custom because they lived in countries that didn't hold the Chayim Rabbeinu Gelsin. They didn't understand the Chayim Rabbeinu Gelsin. So we were Or LaGoyim. We were Or LaGoyim. The way we behaved, we were Or LaGoyim. Baba Nisenu or Rabbim today, we follow the Goyim. The way we talk to people, the way we act, the way we conduct our business. We've become followers rather than leaders. Christ was supposed to be leaders. Leaders. So that's really what I want to talk about. How do we fitzach a leadership role? So here's the Akdoma that I always give to Shalom Bayis. Number one. How is a spouse, again, I'm talking now to the men, but for them, the same shmooze and shir could be given to women. Now I'm talking to the men. What does it mean, holy marriage? Holy matrimony. Holy marriage. Who's made this? We see that in Chazal, Kiddushin is called Kiddushin. It's not called Erison. Midaraisa, the Lashon is Erison. Right? The Torah calls it Mureses. The Rabbanan came up with the Lashon Kiddushin. It's not a Lashon Daraisa. And the Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin says that the Rabbanan call a mureses in the Kodeshes. So Tesis in Kiddushin says why the Rabbanan call it Kiddushin. He gives a chap because she's also Alkol Olam Kehekdash. Because when a person marries a woman, she becomes also in the rest of the world Kehekdash. As Isaac Tesis, that's the explanation why we call Erisin Kiddushin. Obviously, there's a lot of other Lashonis we could use to say that a woman's awesome. Why Dafka Hektish? Why do we call a woman Hektish? What's the pshat? So, I have a pashat, a simple mahalach. Simple mahalach is like this. It's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis. When the Gemara talks about that famous woman that Nebuchadnezzar, her husband, died when he was very young, Chatzi Yomov. And the Gemara says that she was bewildered that her husband died. He was a chassid, he was a tzaddik, he died young. So she went to Batei Midrashim to get an answer. They state in the Gemara on Shabbos, Tonot Ve'Elio. It's a braisa from Elio Anovi. She went from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash. V'hoysa Meleches Tfilov. She brought the tefillin with her. So she went from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash with his tefillin. And she said, Baili, that was Korah, Vishana, Vishimish Tamid Chachamim, and he died b'chatzi yomov. What's going on? This is what the Azay state. So everybody asks on the Gemara. So Elionovi gives a teretz, and I'm not going to go, we're not learning Hilchas Nida now. He asks the questions about how they were noyeg when she was a Nida, when she was Yimei Tahara. And he says, Taka, he had to die. Elionovi says it. But the obvious question on the Gemara is, why in the world did she bring his tefillin? She went around with his tefillin, carrying his tefillin. Why did she carry his tefillin? She could have said her whole story without the tefillin. She went, she took a tefillin with him from Israel. The Kotzke Rebbe Zeichet Tzadik Levrochen says a beautiful pshat, why she went with the tefillin. Why did she take the tefillin? He says like this. He says there's two ways to look at a marriage. There's the goyish way to look at a marriage. Marriage, it's love, it's companionship, whatever it's. He says, the other way you look at a marriage, person gets married, his wife and the husband to the wife facilitating each other to build a bayis Yehudi with a shechina shoyre, the Beis HaMikdash. So this woman, this spouse of yours, is your partner for Hashvas HaShechina, for Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Brachas, Bonachas Mechubis Yishalayim. He says, if that's the case, you don't look at your spouse just like a friend. This is a Dovah Shebikdusha. Your spouse is a Dovah Shebikdusha. And I heard many times from a Yankiv. You know, people have tzaras, they go check the mezuzahs. Go check the mezuzahs. So Yankiv said, Midav Beidik Zayin the Shalom Bayis. He doesn't know why they're checking the mezuzahs. Midav Beidik Zayin the Shalom Bayis in the house. There's a Torah checking Shalom Bayis. The Beis Hamikdash, he said, in it chorev given wegen posel and mezuzahs. Beis Hamikdash was potter from mezuzah. Right? Became nechra from achloikas. But I've made it to Shalom Bayis. To be made it to Shalom Bayis. If you look at your wife as a dover shebikdusha, it's a whole different anhaga you have with your wife. When she went around the Batei Midrashim, says the Kotzka, she said, my husband to me was like a pirat tefillin. My husband was a chayfet shel kedusha. Loma meis b'chatziyom. That means, if they wouldn't have lived the life of kedusha, she wouldn't have had such a kasha. She wanted to visualize, that the Rabbanon should visualize, what kind of marriage she had. I told the Talmidim years ago, I was giving them a shtikul chabur on Shalom Bayis, I said, I hold that's pshat by Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Mitzrayim. It says, Vayered Avraham. So he went down. So the Ramban says, he was like a Yerida. He went down to Madrega when he went to Mitzrayim. What was the Yerida Madrega? So there's a lot of different pshatim. One of the pshatim is, it's the first time he looked at his wife, Sarah. Because he tells Sarah, Hine yadati ki ishi yafas marat. So Chazal tells us he looked in the water. He till now, he never looked at her. He looked in the water. He saw, he says, oh. And he's worried, the three am I going to take her? So it's also like this. First of all, Avraham Avinu never looked at his wife. Tosef Shalom Bayis. Never looked at his wife. If you went on a boat with your wife after you're married for 50 years, and you look in the water, you say, oh, I see Taki Yafas Mariat. You're going to end up in the water. Avraham Avinu tells his wife, "Hine no yadat nigishiv asmagat." What about the Gemara and Kiddushin? Also, Adam Lakadosh Yishat Shiyerero. He didn't know. So I told the Talmidim a pshat like this. So this is also pshat why he looked in the water. Why he look in the water? Why do you look at her? Look at the water. I said like this. Avad Avraham Avinu knew his wife is a Yishiv Asmara. He always knew that. But when Avraham Avinu looked at Sarah, what did he see in Sarah? In Sarah he saw Sarah Imenu. He saw her with all her glory, all her ruchniistic levels. She was a giant of a person. He didn't look at her as a pretty woman. He looked at her with the whole full gamut of the picture. I was telling the Talmidim, it's like when you go into a gadol, you don't focus on the gadol's features. What kind of nose does he have? I remember I once went with Chaverim. When I was a young bacha, I went into the stipple as a chatzadik lebacha. And after we left, a couple of bacha made comments about the face, how the stipple looked. I told my friends, I didn't even notice. What does it mean? It was a stipler. I felt like I was with a malach. I'm looking what kind of nose he has. It was a stipler. I saw what he looked like, but there was no focus on that. Avraham Avinu now was going to Mitzrayim. So now Avraham said, I have to now look at my wife. How would a goy look at her? How would a goy look at my wife? A Mitzri. So I wanted to say a vote. It's a little bit of maybe a chassidish vote. I want to say, that's the reason why he looked in the water. He couldn't even look at Sarah in that way. He couldn't look at Sarah just in a chitzenistic way. It wouldn't have even worked. He had to look in the water. In the water, he was able to just see a picture. Say, this is the way a guy would look at it. Not the way Avraham Avinu looks at it. The way a guy would look at it. That was the Yerida. That's why Yerida, he had to go down to Madrigas to do that. And that answers all the kashas. He started all of a sudden coming with new pchadim, which he didn't have before. So number one, I have to tell you, we live in such a degraded world, such a trefa world, such a prusta world, that the whole marriage today in the goyishe welt is all secular. There's no kodesh in it. It's all chayil. And Bava Niseinu Rabim, we forget that what we're really doing is Kiddush. It's not Stam. Two people are being paired up together. If a person would walk in the door of his house and look at his wife as a Dover Shebedusha, the Anhaga would be entirely different. It would be an entire different Anhaga. And the same for the wife. Again, I'm talking to the men, but the same thing for the wife. It would be an under Anhaga. I always hear that about Benish Lachavela. It's the same thing. If we would look at another Yid, that he is a Tzelem Alekim, we won't get into all the machlekes that we get into. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if somebody attacks his friend, he's attacking the Shechina directly. Every person is a Tzelem Alekim. The Torah says we look at things very choil. We look at it mundane. Look at it mundane. I remember somebody came to Rabbi Yankif once. He had a monetary shiloh with his partner. He wanted to know if he should bring it up. The guy said, whatever it was a $20,000 thing, which those days $20,000 was a lot of money. But he felt that if he brings up this issue when he starts, it's going to make machloikis between him and his shutif. But he really felt that the $20,000 is coming to him. So he came to Rabbi Yankif. Came to Rabbi Yankif. He wanted to know, what does he do? Is it worth to get into this battle for the $20,000? So shutif, is he going to get the battle? So Yankif said, Machloikis mitayid is moyel behegdish. Machloikis with another Jew is like moyel behegdish. The Jew is a atzim kedoshim. Mikamcha Yisrael. We're goy kodesh. Getting machloikis a Jew is like meyel behegdish. Would you be moyel behegdish? Nishkadai. So that's number one. I feel that a tremendous level of ichashivas that goes on in homes is because we don't look at what a marriage is supposed to be. I many times have said over that Rabbi Aryeh Levine, tzaddik of Yerushalayim, a yid, a Yerushalmi, once came to him. Yerushalmi told him he has a shalom bias problem, and it looked like the marriage can't work. He came to Rabbi Aryeh Levine. Rabbi Aryeh Levine said, I want you to go to Rav Moshe Kaliris. I want you to go to Rav Moshe Kaliris. Who was Rav Moshe Kaliris? Rav Moshe Kaliris was the chief Rav of Tveria. Adam Godel, Atzadik Yisraelim. I want you to go to him. He said, I want you to spend 2-3 days by Rav Moshe Kaliris. Talk to him, and you'll be okay. Bekitzel, he went to Rav Moshe Kaliris. He made his way to Tveria. And you have to understand who Rav Moshe Kaliris was. Rav Moshe Kaliris, he was the chief Ashkenaz Rav in Tveria. Rav Zridan was the chief Svardish rabbi in Tveria. Now, Tveria had an Erev. One Erev Shabbos, Rav Kaliris noticed that the Erev had a problem. It's a problem. But it was already too late before Shabbos for him to be able to go to Rav Zrian, who was the one who helped to build the Erev, and to fix it. It was right before Shabbos. He was quiet. He didn't say anything. Shabbos morning, these were Yedidim. These two were Yedidim. He went to his chava, Rav Zridan, and he learned with him the sugya and Erevim, which was the problem with the Erev. And then he took a walk with him to show him. And immediately Rav Zridan says, the Erev's possible. The Erev's possible. He said, yeah. I noticed this yesterday. He said, so why don't you make announcements in all the shuls that the Erev is possible? Listen to Rav Kaliris. He said, by the time I thought it was too late to go to you and get it taken care of. So I would have made an announcement. I would have been mezalzel and kavod ha'Torah, your kavod ha'Torah. He said, the whole Tveria is a Carmelis. Tveria is not a Shusarabim. It's a Carmelis. There's no way to the Eisner. A bizoy in the cover of another rov? That's a deraisa. Shabbat Tasa. It's quiet. Ms. Tamid is a sheet that we could rely on. That's the kind of man he was. Anyway, so Rav Kaliris meets this Yid, this Yerushalmi, he's having Shalom Bayis problems. And he says, what are you doing here? So he said, well, I have some problems at home. And Lamaiser, Rav Aryeh Levine sent me, I should shmooze with you. He says, are you moving into my house then? If Rav Aryeh Levine sent you, I want you in my house. Anyway, he comes to Rav Kaliris' house. It's an apartment. The whole apartment is like one quarter of this half of the room. The whole apartment. It's one room. There's a kitchenette on one side. And then there's portable mechitzas, where Rav Kaliris with his wife sleep, and then there's another portable mechitza. Anyway, so he's over there. He's kimat in the same room with Rav Kaliris. The whole apartment is one room. 2:30 in the morning, he hears Rav Kaliris get up, go to the kitchen, and he's making his wife a tea. Now in those days, to make a tea, with the chaynik, it's a whole asik. It was a 40-minute asik to make his wife a tea. He makes his wife a tea, goes back to bring his wife the tea. So he realized Rav Kaliris' wife is probably a choyla, very sick, that the Rav is getting up in the middle of the night to spend 45 minutes to make his wife a mistama. So the next morning, he goes over to Rav Kaliris. He says, thank you for the hospitality, but I'm leaving. I'm not staying. I'm not going to stay. The Rebbetzin is sick. I'm not staying. The Rebbetzin is sick. The Rebbetzin's not sick. She's sick. The Rebbetzin, Baruch Hashem, is fine. Says the Rav got up in the middle of the night, spent 45 minutes making teas and going and coming. He says, she's sick. He says, the Torah gives you a mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. He says, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha means, whatever you do for yourself, you have to do for the other yid. B'chol prat u b'chol prat. He says, how many people could you be mekayim, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha? Forget from a halachic standpoint, from a practical standpoint. Practical. To be mekayim v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha with another yid. He says, your spouse is somebody b'metzis, you could do it. Malep tzazamen. Miken outstun. You could do everything. The Gemara says in Chulin, yoysa mimashe yeshlai. Mechab the yoysa mimashe yeshlai. You have to mechab your wife more than you have. See, today it's easy to be mekayim. Credit cards. You swipe. You don't have that. So today, the Gemara, Mamish, you can be Makayim. Or the Vietnam, I'm Makayim, given Yosef Mimashi Yeshla. You're not supposed to steal to give your wife. It's meant Yosef Mimashi Yeshla. So I'll tell you Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai had a Maisa. A guy came to him in the morning, shaking. He had a dream. The dream, there was a big fire that was burning in his house. Fire. And on top of the fire, there was like Rosh Tevis flying around letters. Two galesh. The guy was petrified. He came to the Ben Ishchai, told him what happened. Got this crazy dream. So Ben Ishchai put the letters together. He said, I see over here, Loi Yilbash Gever Simlas Ish. Have you ever been wearing ladies' clothing? The guy says, never. May Oide Adayim Azai never wore a dress. He said, nothing. He said, Ben Ishchai said, I see here Loi Yilbash. Is there any time maybe you wore your wife's clothing? Never happened. Never wore my wife's clothing. Was there ever an issue between you and your wife about clothing? He said, yeah, Taka, yeah. He says, this Yom Tov, before this past Yom Tov, I went to make a garment for myself and my wife, and I bought two pieces of material of silk. One was very fine silk, and the other one was also very nice. I brought it home, I showed it to my wife. She actually, Kedark and Shol Noshim, she liked the higher quality silk. I also like the higher quality silk. And I made a decision that I'm the money maker in the house. I'm the money maker. I'm supporting her. So I'll get the better one. I'm giving her still very nice. It's beautiful. Zokta Ben Ishchai, Mechabde yoyse mimashe yeshloi. Yoyse mimashe yeshloi means that what you're giving yourself, you have to give it a better one. That beggar that you're wearing is really your wife's beggar. That's the way you bash girdles. That garment, even though it didn't look like a dress, that was really supposed to be your wife's. That was the fire that you saw in your dream. That was the fire you saw in your dream. You were wearing a beggar that really should have gone to your wife. Look at that. Yes, I'm not saying. Lamaisa, if somebody elevates the sanctity of the home to that madrega of Kedusha, then it becomes easier to be knowing that way. So if Kaliris tells this Yid, he says, so my wife is a hechatim like a makayim v'alfa hakamoicha. Every night I get up 2 o'clock in the morning to be makayim v'alfa hakamoicha. I make her a tea. This is not a chiddush tonight. This is what I do every night. This was an alter tver yirov. As soon as this Yerushalmi heard from Kaliris, his whole shalom bayis problem got taken care of. He said, I could leave. I learned what I had to learn. He went back home, and the shalom bayis problem went away. After Hakamoicha was done. So I hold that the Aleph, like I'm telling you, is like the Kotzka, to elevate the sanctity of the home. That a spouse is a Chefza Shebekdusha. And if a spouse is a Chefza Shebekdusha, you don't have Machlekes with a Chefza Shebekdusha. You have Machlekes and with Schwanzen, not with a Chefza Shebekdusha. And that's the way Klai Yisrael will be together. I'm always mishtoimim. You go to a levaya, and I tell this to the Talmidim all the time. And if it's a big chosh of a levaya, and there's no room, so they push. Everybody gets pushed. Then the Oren has to go out of the Beis Medrash. They push, and Nebuch, there's unglik and eichet zedah. Push and squeeze, and people are treated like garbage. As what? Kovet HaMes. What about Kovet HaChayim? What's a pshat? I say very simple. Once a person's a mess, it's people look at them like a chefza shebekdusha. Once somebody is dead, and there's a velvet cover on top of the oven, that's not a shebekdusha. It's like a chumish. Anybody didn't go to the mikvish and touch the oven, don't look at the oven, stall it, I'm away, stay away from the oven. Everybody else can get killed. We have atzol already, and the chevra kadish on the other side. The ikir is the covenant on this. It's all a perspective. I stand and I go, since hapach the yetz chistor, covenant ha'chai edach meo choshe from covenant on this. Shlomo HaMelech says, a miskin is better than a melech zokin who's mace. What about a covenant ha'chai of another Jew? The Torah says every Jew is just a Jew. He's not Judaica. Once a guy's dead, he gets elevated. It's Judaica. Judaica is already a choshe v'zach. That's what I think is the Nekuda Harishena in a marriage that changes the whole cook. That's what this Yerushalmi got from Rav Kaliris. Just all of a sudden looked at his wife at a different angle. The second Nekuda that I want to mention is of equal importance. It's of equal importance. It ties into the Ma'or V'Shemesh. What the Ma'or V'Shemesh says on a pasuk in this week's parasha. You know, when we start the Sheva Brachas, we say the first bracha, Shakel Bo El Chavoid. Make our gofen. The gofen is you make like on every kosher bracha, and then you make Shakel Bo El Chavoid. All the other brachas by Sheva Brachas, if you think about it, fit the simcha. Yetzer Odom, Asher Yotzar, Seistosis, Samech Tesamach, Asher Bora. They all fit. They're all about creation, about Chosen Kale, about... What's the Shakol Bora L'Chvayda? What's the Shakol Bora L'Chvayda? Shakol Bora L'Chvayda? It's a connection. It's a lot of different explanations. I mean, one pshat, I once wanted to say a pshat, but it's more of a pshetel than a pshat, is that really, the Gemara says that there was a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Noich lodem shenivro. Is it better to be created, better not to be created? So Shailan Nigim. The Gemara says at the end, Nimnu Vigamru. At the end it was Nimnu Vigamru. Noyach Loyalodom Shaloy Nivra Mishin. Fachshav Shenivra, now that you're here. So it sounds like from the Gemara in Erevin that really it's better not to be here. It's better not to be here. If you're here, so do your best. Noyach Loyalodom Shaloy Nivra. Stam Akasha. A guy comes over, he says he had a baby. He says, hey, Bokhtai Nemes. Nimnu Vigamru. Noyach Loyalodom Shaloy Nivra Mishin Nivra. Was gibt's denn mal Mazel doch? Soll sein mit Zimches. Sag mal, was soll? So my wife had a miscarriage. Oh, Mazel doch. Was ist das da? What's going on? So one of the Mahalchim, I'll tell you, is from the Baal Shem. Baal Shem is like the Hafla Dike Pshat. Which is really based on the Maal Shoen Makas. The Maal Shoen Makas says, what's the pshat nimnu v'gomru noyach loyalodom shaloy nivro mishin nivro mishin nimnu v'gomru? He says it's very simple arithmetic. Somebody comes to you with a business deal, right? So you want to know, should you invest, shouldn't you invest? So you look, what are the chances to make, to lose? And you invest accordingly. Yeah. We have Ramach and Shisa. We have Ramach Mitzvah Zaseh. We have 248 Mitzvah Zaseh. And we have 365 lavin. So when you come into the world, you have 365 possibilities of losing. And you have 248 of winning. That doesn't sound like a good business deal. Zok de Marsha, this is already a Marsha. Zok de Marsha, nimnu v'gomru, they counted it. V'gomru, noyech v'yvodam, shavay nivro, mishin nivro. Zok de Baal Shem, that's all. If you only look at the mitzvahs and averis as individual things. But if you look at being mekadosh the choyel, if you look at the opportunities we have everywhere we go to be mekadosh shemayim, b'maychul, b'mishte, b'shino, b'siche, in every part of our life we could be mekadosh shemayim. There's much more opportunities. There's much more opportunities. Achshav shenivro zokter, you fashvish b'maisav. Look into your chulin. Look into your chulin, and in the chulin you could be mekadosh shem shemayim, and you also sign a good business deal. Fankman on sheva brachas. Before we start jumping for joy that there's a new home and there's going to be yoytzer ha'adam and there's going to be toiras coming out here. Fankman on shakubol. Fankman on, you know what? This is a world of opportunity. We have so many opportunities we could do in this world of Kovet Shemayim. So now already it's a profitable business. Now we could sing through the other brachas. Asher Yotzah. Now let's come and sing it. But I'll tell you another pshat maybe, and this is what I think is an akudah. It says in pasuk, Al ken yazoi v'ishes oviv v'es imoi v'dovak b'ishtu. Frek the Welt, Al King Yazavish is over the Zimav, but the Ishtak. Person's supposed to leave, go with his father and mother. By a woman, Memela, there's such a sheet in the Gemara, that when she gets married, she's Birshus Acherim, she's Potter from Kibbut Avaim. A man is not Potter from Kibbut Avaim after he gets married. He has the same Chiv as he had before. Yazavish is over the Zimav. Leaves go, Yazavish. It's no Yazav. It's just after Yazav, Dovak, Bishtak. So again, this tilei pirushim to explain what is going on. One of the mahalchim is very simple, and it couldn't be more true than the world we live in today. I always tell the talmidim today, I give them shiurim on kibbut avim, but I always say, I hope that after all the shiurim and going through all the halachas, at least they'll walk away with a new understanding that the world we're living in is totally corrupt. A child walks in the door, turns to his mother. What's for supper? What's for supper? Open up Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya. He sees a little bit of a different picture. The mother is supposed to walk in the door and say, what's for supper? That's what my Gemara says. That's what my Shulchan Aruch says. Ma'achiloi, ma'ashkehu. As I state my Shulchan Aruch. But today, it's not like that. Today, you go to the parent. You go to the parent. No, what's for supper? What are you buying me? What are you giving me? Which car are you giving me? And then there's a hekesh. Just like in Kibbutz Avim, there's a hekesh between Aviv and Chomiv. So it works that way also, Lagabidi's halachas, that they also have to take care of you. Chomiv has to take care of you too. This is a halach. Okay, so it's not fair that you should do it dafke. It's taka true. Especially covered Chomiv, according to many, is only the Rabbana. So if you're having your parents being Michael Mashkeu, Zichah Chomiv, you should be Machle Mashkeu. Taka makes sense. Otherwise, it makes a big azuzel to the Kibbutz Avim. So I always tell the boys, I understand that your mother doesn't want that. Meaning, your mother doesn't want you in the kitchen. I understand. But you should understand the way it's supposed to be a Vegas though. That's how it's supposed to be. If you understand that's the way it's supposed to be, you would never tell your mother, that's for supper. What's that? What do you mean, that's for supper? Nothing's for supper. At least if you understood how it's supposed to be. That's the car I got. I had to make shalom between a son and his father after the chasid, he was in Koil, Mesiras Nefesh, and his father gave him a car, and his father leased for himself a new car. And the son was embarrassed to drive his father's old car. He wanted he should get the new car, his father should drive the old car. That musig only comes because we were, the yotzer son is happy. But lemaisa, a child is born from day one, the parent does everything for them. By definition, I'm not talking about lalocha. I'm talking about by definition, the relationship of a parent to a child is the child is extremely selfish and dependent on the parent to give them everything. And if a child wants to have another half an ounce of milk, this is when the child is 2 months old. The child was already fed and changed and taken care of 20 times that day. 2 a.m., the child decides, I'm not really hungry, but another half an ounce would be ganz geschmack. Screams, the whole house, right? B'shvili nivra elam. Right? I remember when my children were. They were the same way. My wife will nurse the kid for a minute, go back to sleep. I said, for that, why do you get up for? I used to ask my wife then. She used to say, a mama doesn't, a father thinks like that. What did the kid get up for? He didn't have a revius. There's no shear over there. What do you get up for? It's up for what? For a second to take a team? For that, I have to wake up. That's the relationship. When a person gets married, the relationship has to be, if I count, a giving relationship. You have to leave go of the relationship you had at home, where you had total dependency. You are on the receiving end of the relationship. Your chiv is to be now the giver. Taka what the zohar is supposed to be. Nice. The cave is a bekabelas, but that's the yazivish. You have to leave go of that relationship, that musak. I often said that's the reason what we find all the tzoras that they were with the Bnei Pilagshim. All the medroshim with the Bnei Pilagshim. How bad some of them ended up. Even from Dovin HaMelech. What was so bad? I said, Pshat is like this. What's Apilegesh? Apilegesh is Beloy Ksubeh. It's Machlekes Rishoyim, Beloy Kedusha, Beloy Ksubeh. It's Zicha Beloy Ksubeh. There's no Ksubeh for Apilegesh. That means Apilegesh, you're potter from Sher Ksuz Vayna. That's how the Goyen explains it in Eben Ezra, Simon Chavov. You don't have obligations to the Apilegesh. So what's Apilegesh? It's a selfish relationship. A house that's meyusid on selfishness doesn't bear pears. Pears from there don't come out. If the relationship is onak sube, and it could be that's the pshat in Chazal, also lo'odom lisha is his ishtu yafi lisha achas poliksi. Because that's the felt in the yazir vishas over v'esim evidavan krishna. You're there to be a, you have to be a giver. I could tell you, Rabbi Isai, that's chelik beis of shalom bayis. Chelik aleph is like I told you, the kedusha sabayis. Chelik beis, I see so much today that couples are there for themselves. They're there for themselves. They're there for themselves. What's in this relationship for me? Once you're looking in me, the Ma'or of Hashem says in this week's parasha, Hine anoichi oimed bein Hashem. I'm standing on Hine anoichi. I'm standing between Hashem v'imochem. Zok the Ma'or of Hashemesh. Hine, you know what stands between Hashem and you? And you anoichi. To focus on yourself. That's what distorts the marriages. That's what distorts the relationships. They're built on fazich. Fazich! There's no yazavish. What's in it for me? My wife does this, and this is, I don't like that. It's all I. It's all I. Once there's an I, then kenes nishkin. Then you can't go to the next step. The musig is yazavish. The musig is to be a giver. If you're a giver, you're full of simcha. Devin Ezra says, you know, fakert, when we say in the Welt, in America, right, they say, what are you doing for me? What do I have from this relationship? Even some of the secular therapists, they ask your spouse, what do you want in the relationship? What do you want from your spouse? What do you want? I always ask a person, what do you think your wife wants from you? You hear, you're by me, right? That means things are not going great. What does your wife want from you? What would you say your wife wants? Sometimes they can't even answer the question. Because it's not, it's so out of focus, like I'm going to another sugi. I'm going to a sugi that I'm holding. There's an answer. The Gemara says, ki koi b'ayim mesechta. Can't speak from another mesechta. So if I'm asking what his wife wants, that's a different mesechta. He's not holding that mesechta. What does my wife want from me? I'm asking, what does my wife want? I know what I want. I know what I need. It's me. Do you know a couple of years ago, they had in Mexico City, they wanted to pass a law. Again, if it wouldn't be so sad, it would be funny. They wanted to pass a law that marriages expire every 2 years. And then you renew it. It's like a car lease. No, it's a pashta cheshbon. It makes a lot of sense. Why should you go through divorce with lawyers? Make it simple. Make a lease. 2 years, it's over. There could be a buyout plan, a place, maybe extra mileage. There could be some fees if you did some abuse. Or you could get a damage waiver from the insurance company. So it's. But could you imagine how selfish something can become? That the person's going into the marriage, and I shouldn't even have an expense. It's a car! Now what kind of relationship could you have with your car? Unless you're a spouse. What are you going to have with your car? Relationship with your car? There's nothing! There is no kedusha. And there's selfishness. Now, I'm telling you, Rabbi, say these two nekudas, if you could raise them to the, a little bit, lat, the kedusha sabayis, and the focus on the other person, every day to focus a little bit on your spouse. What can I do for my spouse? What's here for her? So it's ein anderes Stub. So it's ein oyer v'simcha. Hatzlocha Rama.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.